God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Paul writing to Timothy, let me give you a little backdrop of this. Timothy's in Ephesus, young man, called to be an elder, a bishop, or a pastor in Ephesus. And this is a time during great persecution, you know, where to become what they called it back then was the way. And they were first called Christians in Antioch, but they called it the way. And if you became part of this, you were excommunicated. You were put out of the temple. You know, you could not worship. Everything that you were brought up in and that you were separated from it. Here's Timothy as a young man where they are now killing, uproar in Ephesus. I mean, just everything's going wrong, and Timothy's a young man pastoring a church of the way. And Paul writes him to encourage him. He says, "Wherefore I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand." In other words, Timothy had gotten into a place of such opposition and persecution and affliction and so much turmoil and upheaval in his environment, so much against him. Paul had to write him and say, "Timothy, I gotta remind you of something. When we got together, when you became my son in the faith, I laid hands on you and imparted a gifting to you. But because of the opposition, because of what has entered into your environment, because of the workings of Satan and the oppression of enemy spirits, you've gotten afraid." Remember Paul in that same chapter, he said, "You've not received the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." He had to remind Timothy. Every now and then we have to remind ourselves. Hello, sometimes you plateau in your walk. You know, everything gets to be just so routine and so let me say, boring. And, you know, your walk with God loses its luster, even though it hasn't lost its luster. Your mind gets to be all clouded and crowded with other thoughts, and everything's pulling on you. And every now and then, you have to go back and put yourself in remembrance of some things that God has already done for you. Hello. And then at that time, instead of, like Brother Ernest, instead of having to call on apostle and pastor, which is not wrong or which is not evil, but he made up in his mind in that shower, "I got something in me. I'm going to stir this up. The devil is a lie." Come on, look at somebody, tell them it's time for you to stir some stuff up. It's time for you to stop just riding in the boat, and some of y'all need to start rocking the boat. You know, we get afraid we don't want to rock the boat. No, it's time to rock the boat. Time to sink some of them boats and go to swimming or walking on the water. Every now and then you got to stir yourself up, stir your gift. You know, how many remember the Kool-Aid? Mr. Kool-Aid. You know, we used to make that because it was cheap. You get it for a nickel. 10 cents, nickel, you get it for a nickel. You make a big old, almost a 2 quarts. You put it in the refrigerator, you know, you let it get cold. come in and, you know, you take a sip and say, oh, man. Then you have to get a spoon and stir it. You got to go to the bottom and stir that sugar up. Hello? Come on, tell somebody, go to the bottom and start stirring. See, before this service is over, somebody going to get stirred up. Somebody going to be stirred up. You ain't staying where you are. You're not backing off anymore. You're about to push forward. You're about to go beyond. You're about to rise up above the limitations. Come on, tell somebody, stir it up. Sometimes we're praying to God for new things. We're praying for God to intervene, and God is waiting on us just to stir ourselves up. He says, I have equipped you. I have given you everything you need. See, sometimes we're praying for God to send money. Do you see how everything we really need is right here in the house? It's just a matter of getting the house stirred up. Oh, I wish I had some help up in here. I said, sometimes it's just a matter of getting people stirred up to do what they can already do. I mean, that takes a move of God, but see God moving on the inside of us. See, sometimes it just takes a word. Somebody say, just a word. When Mary was with child and Elizabeth was with child, supernaturally, it wasn't natural. Now, you got to understand, things that God does are not limited by natural order. That's one thing that's so amazing, so wonderful. We are not limited by the natural order. Even though God does things naturally as well, but we are not limited by a natural order. They were with child supernaturally. And Mary decided to go and spend some time with Elizabeth. Elizabeth saw her a distance away. When she got into her presence, she saluted her. And when she saluted her, it says the child in her womb leapt. John leaped. See, the Bible says John was filled with the Holy Ghost from conception. That's why there was no greater than John. But see, when they saluted, something got stirred up. And the baby leaped, and John was filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, see, sometimes all you need is a word. You don't need somebody patting you on the back. You don't need somebody crying with you. You don't need a two-hour phone call. Sometimes all you need is a word. All you need to hear is the right frequency. When you hear the right frequency, all of a sudden something stirs. And you got to be able to catch that. It's like striking a match. You can't hardly light up wet wood. You strike a match. There it is. Tell somebody next to you, stir yourself up. See, God is so faithful. Tell me, that couldn't have been a better testimony. For what God gave me to bring. And you know what? I thought I left these in my office. And so I said, let me bring Brother Ernest up. And I'm going to go find these notes that I had prepared. And all along, they were up here. They weren't in my office. But it gave him opportunity to testify about how he stirred himself up. Listen, sometimes anger is what has to stir you up. Sometimes, I won't say get sick and tired, but sometimes you got to get tired. Don't get sick. Just get tired. I am tired of what the devil is doing, and stir yourself up. Don't get sick over what he's doing. You know, people say, I'm sick and tired. No, I ain't sick. I ain't getting sick over what he's doing. I may get fed up with it. I'm putting my foot down. See, sometimes the blessing is right there. It awaits you. But you got to stir yourself. I tell the story often of this woman had a little puppy, lived in a big city, and was running late for work, had to catch a transit bus right in front of her house. So she run down her steps. And the puppy somehow got out and ran down the steps with her, little puppy. And she's waiting on the bus, and she's telling the puppy, you know, go back in the house. You know, go back in the house. And he'll run a few steps, then he'll run back. And he's out there just wagging his little tail. He's just playing. And now her bus is coming. Finally, when the bus gets close enough, she turns around. She screams at this puppy, get in that house. And little puppy put that tail between the legs. But see, What did she do different? She stirred herself up. In other words, when you stir yourself up, it ain't no question. You are not thinking to contemplate. You are not wondering if it's coming to pass. You are not, what did he say? Devil, you're a liar. Guess what? That frequency hit that email, hit that man. They decided right away. See, God know when you mean business. The devil know ahead of time when you mean business. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Just settling for anything. Satisfied with anything. No, it's not God's best. No, it's not your best. No, it's not what God really wants. But you settling for it. No, you need to stir yourself up. I'm telling you, the greater one is on the inside of you. You'll be amazed at what God can accomplish with somebody that's stirred up. There's certain things you can do to stir yourself. I love the analogy of sports. You know, a scorer, when he's being played or defended very hard and tough and he's not gotten any baskets and his rhythm is off, you know, if he can get an easy bucket, you know, if he can get a layup, if he can just see that ball go through the basket. Amen. If he can get something easy, get to the free throw line, get some free throws, all of a sudden that starts to stir something up. Hello, I said it starts to stir something up. Now that basket starts to get bigger on him. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. I tell you, I love it, I love it, I love it. Devil, you're a liar. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, we read there where Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift. Sometimes the gift is lying dormant. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Now this is not a suggestion. God is not suggesting that you be strong. In other words, God wouldn't say, have not I commanded you to be strong if you can't be strong. As a matter of fact, it's a command from God. But sometimes you don't feel strong. Sometimes you feel weak. But that's the time you have to stir yourself. Because God commanded me to be strong. So if God commanded me to be strong, then he doesn't think to contemplate. He don't say things that are not accurate. Then there's somewhere I can be strong. But where is it? It lies in my stirring myself up. We're going to say this the rest of the service. Just be patient with it. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Come on, tell somebody, stir your bad self up. I don't know about you, but I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be oppressed. I refuse to be kept down. I refuse to be last. When God gave me the head, be the head and not the tail. But you got to stir yourself up. You got to stir up your pure mind. You got to stir up your vocabulary. You got to stir up your spirit.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift. 2 Timothy 1 and 6 states, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. There are times you have to remind yourself of things that God has done for you. Looking back at how God has been true to his word, Paul was trying to encourage Timothy. Sometimes anger is what stirs us up. Joshua 1 and 9 states, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Therefore, don't be afraid to use your gift to build the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.